Oh, Bill's on hold?
Okay.
All right, hopefully. Hey, Bill, it's Bubba. You there?
Hey, Bubba. How you doing, man?
Quite on time, Bill.
Always.
So, Bill, I wanted to let you know, I guess I got 15 minutes with you. And so if this goes well, Bill, and I'm not the average radio guy that's trying to blindside you or shotgun you, I just want to talk about your stuff. I've been a big fan of yours. If anybody is in spoken word radio or entertainment, they obviously respect you, Bill. You've done it all. You've been at the highest of high. And I want to be real positive about it. And if it goes well, Bill, can you call back at another time when we keep it going a little bit?
Sure. That sounds good.
Now, in full disclosure, Bill, we used to have Tucker on the show all the time, and so I don't want that to be like a problem or
nothing. No, I don't. That has nothing to do with me.
Bill O'Reilly on the phone. Bill, you have a new book out, and it's very topical on what's going on nowadays. The president, the United States of Trump, how the president really sees America, and I think it's out on Amazon now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's everywhere. Big bestseller. We moved about 110,000 copies the first week. So the United States of Trump is, in focus, who the president really is. That's the theme of the book. This is who he is, and then when you understand that, you'll know why he does what he does.
And it comes from a perspective from a guy that, just hasn't observed Trump, but you've obviously spent some time with Donald, a lot, actually, I think, prior to him being the president. So I think that you're you have a pretty good insight as to what's going on.
We answer all the questions that people may have about him in the book. He's not been portrayed honestly by the American media. I think most people know that. But it's not a pro-Trump or anti-Trump book. It's basically, this is the guy. This is who he is. And he influences you and your family every day, so you ought to know who he is. And, again, why he does what he does.
Now, Bill, obviously, every radio person is going to ask you this question, and so I apologize in advance for asking it because it's the big thing. But your spin or no spin on the impeachment stuff that's going down.
Yeah, you don't have to apologize, Bubba. I mean, this is a legitimate. We do a newscast on BillO'Reilly.com every night. It's a half-hour newscast, and basically, I don't have a spin. I have an analysis of it. So you've got a president who is absolutely crazed, and I mean that word literally, that he had to go through the Mueller report for 2 years. Donald Trump is just obsessed with what he feels is wrong, and that's the last chapter of the United States of Trump. I interviewed him right after the Mueller report came out, and he is, I don't know, you never hear this word associated with Donald Trump, but he was hurt. That this whole thing distracted him for 2 years and hurt his reputation. So his feelings were hurt. Now, if you hurt Donald Trump, he's going to come after you. And he believes that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden all had a hand in trying to bring him down. And that's why he made the call to Ukraine, because he believes that the Ukrainian government has information that would expose what happened during the Obama administration vis-a-vis him. Now, is that impeachable? Not to me. He's the chief law enforcement officer of the land. The president is the highest ranking law enforcement person in the country. Not a lot of people know that. He runs the Justice Department. Attorney General Barr works for the president. So you can, I guess, say, well, he wanted dirt on Biden. I'm not going to say he didn't. I'm sure he would have been delighted to get dirt on Biden. But he had a legitimate reason for making the phone call, in my opinion.
And, Bill, do you think that, like, now more than ever, like, our country has become so divided that you draw everybody, there's no middle ground, you just draw a definitive line in the sand, and you're either this guy or you're that guy, and then the other team doesn't even want to try to play cool. Like, it's all about, we gotcha, and they're spending all their time trying to get each other, and really that can't be good for America. Like, they're really not paying attention as to what's going on around here because they're so busy about getting each other.
Well, it's a very good point, and Florida is ground zero for that.
Yeah, trust me.
So you have a state that is, I'd say, about 50-50, maybe a little bit more pro-Trump because
of the economy.
But
it's right down the middle. It's 50-50.
I mean, right. And where you are in Orlando, that's a little bit of an anti-Trump bastion. So you guys see it every day, and you're absolutely right. their people in America, they have formed this opinion, and they really don't want to hear another opinion. But even more worrisome is that they will reject facts. Now, I'm a fact-based guy, and that's why I was successful on cable news for so long, and why I'm successful now on the net, on BillO'Reilly.com, and my books sell millions of copies, because everything that I tell you is fact-based. The United States of Trump, there are no anonymous sources, Bubba. I know that's going to confuse the New York Times and everybody. No anonymous sources. Everybody's on the record. You say it, I put your name to it. All right? So would you read my stuff or listen to me on radio and television? And, of course, we have the O'Reilly Update every day on radio. You can trust that I'm basing my opinion on facts. Now, you don't have to agree with me. I don't care. I'd like you to, but if you don't, you don't. I respect that. But you're right. This hate in this country is at an all-time level with the exception of the Civil War.
Well, you know, and Bill, I've been a victim of people wanting to destroy my career. You have. There's a thing in the news today. Some woman said that that Donald Trump grabbed her vagina while Melania was upstairs at Mar-a-Lago. And then there's another report that some chick said that Matt Lauer did some other stuff. And it's like everybody's just trying to get everybody in trouble. And it's just like nobody – there's no even penal phase to it. It's just that you're done, you're ruined, we're done with you, we're going to destroy you, and I think that we're destroying our country, you know, just by everybody trying to get each other.
Well, there are two factors in all of that. Number one, due process is out the window.
Oh, yeah, you get convicted right away. As soon as the headlines come out, you're done,
right,
no
you're
matter
done.
What it
you're,
is.
You're convicted, and that's the media. The media wants that. They want that power. Media wants the power to destroy anybody they want to destroy. But the American people used to revere the innocent until proven guilty tenet. That was a foundation of our entire country, because that was not the way it was in Great Britain when they ruled us. All right, if the king said you were guilty, you were guilty. Off with your head. And the colonists said, you know what? We don't really like that system. We're going to put a system in where you got to prove it. Not like France, where you're guilty until proven innocent. That's the Napoleonic Code. Here, you're innocent until proven guilty. That's gone. And it's gone because of politicians. We saw that with Brett Kavanaugh. Oh, you're guilty. Well, how do you know, Elizabeth Warren? How do you know, Kamala Harris, that he's guilty? How? Oh, I believe. You want to believe it, believe it. But that doesn't mean it's true.
So, Bill, if I can take 1 minute of your time, I have something that happened to me, Bill, and I'd like to play it for you. And there's a state attorney down here in Tampa, Florida, that absolutely hated my guts. And you know on the local level that your state attorney within the county is the highest ranking law person. You know, he basically determines who gets prosecuted, who doesn't, you know, who they go after and what have you. And so I was on trial for cruelty to animals because we had Bubba's Roadkill Barbecue and a professional hunter killed a hog and we had a barbecue. And I got arrested for cruelty of animals. And it was a jury trial, Bill. It was a jury trial. And I was found not guilty because I was in the studio and I didn't do anything, you know, and I don't advocate, you know, being mean to animals or anything like that. But I was found not guilty by a jury of my peers. It cost $1 million. I was facing 5 years in prison. And so the state attorney, we then fast forward like 5 or 6 years, and me and this other radio personality gets in a name calling, you know, over the radio kind of deal. And the sitting state attorney testified as a character witness against me for the guy that was suing me. And I was found not guilty by a jury of Hillsborough County, you know, jurors. And so when the sitting prosecuting attorney is on the witness stand and my attorney asked that indeed his office prosecuted me and I was found not guilty, here's what he said, because he hates me so much, Bill. I want your opinion on this. This is the state attorney talking about me.
In this case, you said your office deemed it a crime, but in fact, a jury determined that it wasn't a crime, correct?
Well, we can get very philosophical if you choose to. The jury verdict says not guilty.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't say innocent.
That's the county I'm rolling around, Bill.
That's parsing. But look, you know, we live in a, and this is for everybody, not just you. And I feel bad that you had to go through that. And I tell my audience, and have for many years, life is hard, and it's not fair. And you're gonna get it. It's not a matter of if; it's just when. When is it coming? Whether it's cancer, whether it's a divorce, whether it's what happened to you, it's coming. And you've got to have the strength, the inner strength, to basically say, all right, it's not fair, but I'm going to fight it. And you have the best shot, you, the American people, in the United States, of having an outcome that is fair if you can get it to the folks.
But but in today's environment, man, the little guy doesn't really have the distribution method because they'll just squash you, and you have no way to get it out.
It's hard, and you have to have resources to get it to the folks. But if you can get it to the people, as you did, you can get a fair verdict. But with the corrupt media, and I really mean that literally, they're gonna just try to destroy people because it's fun for them to do it, particularly if it's a political opposition person, and they like the power.
You know,
I mean,
Bill,
it's about power, all right? So the media really wants to call all the shots in the country. Then Nancy Pelosi's not driving impeachment.
The media is.
The media is driving it. Every day, if you put on the TV on the left-wing news stations, which are 80% of them, he's guilty. He's guilty of what? Go out today in Orlando, walk around the street, stop people at random and go, what is the crime here for the impeachment process? Nobody knows.
And half the people will love you.
And half
the people will try to kill you if you, I mean, because it's just so polarizing. Yeah, you know a guy we have on the air, I hope it's not a bad guy in your world, but we have him on the air from time to time, and somebody that's really been screwed and quelled, but Roger Stone. We have Roger on from time to time, and they've gagged ordered him where he can't even talk in his social media about what's been going on.
Yeah, I don't know Mr. Stone. I've never met him. I don't like to comment about situations that I'm not familiar with. But your overall theme, Bubba, is correct. We live in a polarized society where institutions that used to be honest, like the press, are no longer honest. And that politicians aren't looking out for the people, the folks who elect them. They're looking out for their party and their ideology. And so the corruption level in America is staggering right now. And it's not a good place to be. And I've written an honest book, The United States of Trump. I hope people will look at it, will read it, because you'll learn a lot, and you'll know going forward what the real story is.
You know, Bill, I was doing some research for you today because I knew you had you on. And let me tell you when you won me over. And that is being a radio journeyman like I have been and going around all these markets, and you have to grind to try to get ahead and go from one market to another. A lot of people may think, oh, Bill O'Reilly, you know, he was on Inside Edition and all this kind of deal, and then he was a big Fox News guy, and he writes books. He's Mr. Johnny Big Timer. If people really knew where you started, and I wrote this down, and it's mind-boggling. Manhattan to Long Island to Poughkeepsie to London, back to Poughkeepsie to Miami, to be a school teacher for 2 years, back to Boston, to Harvard, to Scranton, Pennsylvania, Dallas, Denver, Portland, Oregon, Hartford, Boston, New York, and throw in Argentina. Am I right, Bill? Am I right on that?
It's a lot of travel. Look, this is what, when I hear white
privilege. But that makes you, you're a grinder. Like, you had nobody handed nothing to you.
No, I work for it. That's when I hear white privilege. I go, do I have an asterisk next to my name?
Yeah, when I taught high school in 2 years for Miami, that makes me privileged, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we all know the game. And I worked hard. I'm proud of my career. I'm proud of what I've accomplished. I say to everybody, you can do it too. You got to work hard. You've got to be honest. You've got to plow ahead. You've got to persevere. But you can break through. You can do it. You can have a good life. You can pursue happiness. Doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter if you're gay or what. You can do it. That should be the theme for everybody. Not, oh, you white guy and this guy and that guy. I mean, that's what's really fracturing our country, and it's horrible.
You'd be like, I used to be the goalie for the Poughkeepsie, New York, hockey team. I wasn't born nothing. But do you guys know that Bill O'Reilly went to Harvard?
Yes. Yes.
I never knew that, Bill.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I almost flunked out. No, that's not true. It cost me a bloody fortune to go there, by the way.
Out of all the...
Elizabeth Warren came along too long for me. You're going to pay it off my debt, lady.
Out of all the cities, what was your favorite? I'm thinking, Bill, either Dallas or... Maybe Dallas or Boston might have been your favorite cities.
Well, Boston, my parents met there. So I have deep roots in Boston. I went to Boston University as well as Harvard. So I would say. But I have a very strong affection for Florida. I love my 2 years of teaching down in the beautiful Opa-locka section of Miami, if you know the area.
Oh, yeah, we do know the area.
It's a little tough, but I had poor and middle-class kids, and it was just a great experience. And I have plenty of friends down there. I always go down to Florida. I based out of there when I covered the war in El Salvador and the war in the Falklands. I based out of Miami. So I know Florida pretty well. I always get down there in the winter because I'm up here in New York, and once December rolls around, you want to be in Florida.
Where do you usually hang out when you're in Florida in December?
I have a lot of friends in the Broward County, Palm Beach County area. So I usually go down there, and it's a little the weather's a little bit nicer than Orlando. It gets a little chilly up there. I'm a snowflake, you know.
We actually are heard in Orlando, but we're based out of Tampa.
Tampa's an interesting town.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting town. It's a shady town, is what it is.
Is that right? How about St. Petersburg?
Yeah, not as shady, but Tampa, like the old Traficantes, and you know, there's a lot of Cuban influence down here. Tampa and the really is very Giacos. You guys know Tampa's shady.
Yes, yeah, compared to St. Peter's.
It is
the good old boy network.
I don't know
about the Rays, though. The Rays,
how about that?
They do it.
Oh, I hope they beat Houston tonight. Then it's against the Yankees. Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of laughs.
Now, Bill, I don't know if people know, but you were a football punter and a hockey goalie, were you not?
Yeah, I played four sports. I was a quarterback, kicker in college football. Played high school ice hockey at Chaminade on Long Island and semi-pro baseball and CYO basketball.
When Bill O'Reilly watched sports, is Bill O'Reilly an NFL, NCAA bat? Like, what does Bill O'Reilly?
I watch the pros. I don't have time for the college. I mean, you know, if it's a big game, I'll look in, but I watch the pros. But, you know, I don't watch as much as I used to.
Giants, Jets?
I'm a Jets guy. I'm Joe Namath's a good friend of mine, the best ever, and what a great guy. And so I'm a Jet guy, but I like Eli too, Eli Manning. So
but
you know,
that
I'm
new
not,
guy, that new Jones kid looks good, doesn't he?
He does, but you know, they don't have the team, so he's going to be against the Patriots tonight. He's going to be black and blue tomorrow.
Are you a little disappointed in the NFL and kind of their soft stance with the Colin Kaepernick, you know, national anthem?
You know what? I don't think they handle that as properly as they could have. But the reason I don't watch as much football is because they throw a flag on every play. Every play is a penalty.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you guys got to get it together. I mean, you just can't be stopping the game for flags and replays every 2 seconds.
It's like they're almost letting instant replay run the game now, almost.
You know, I mean, I'm switching over to Ellen now because she watched the game with Bush.
Hey, Bill, I know we got limited time, but I wanted to have you on, and anytime you got something new, or we'd love just to have your opinion on any and in everything, love to have you back on and promote your stuff, and thank you for giving us an opportunity. I know that if you Google me, that our reputation speaks not so...
Don't worry about it, Bubba. Anytime you need me, you give me a call, we'll chat. I enjoyed it.
Bill, thank you, and good luck on your book. I look to having you back, buddy, okay?
All right, cheers.
Thank you, Bill.